Hi, my name is Shaquille Finn, professional boxer, and I am practicing some social distance here with my man Phil from my apartment in my kitchen.
Hello and welcome to Closer Social Distancing, where we're helping each other stay connected and inspired while physically apart. I'm Alex, and in this episode, my colleague Phil talks with Shaquille Finn, a professional boxer who teaches us how to bring a fighter's mentality to survive and thrive through the coronavirus pandemic. We have amazing interviews lined up in the coming weeks. We'll be talking with mental health professionals, nutritionists, and other experts who can help us live happier and healthier through this tough time. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing.
I'm Phil, and this is Closer Social Distancing, and today we are with Shaquille. So let's get it started, man. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name's Shaquille Finn. I'm a professional boxer and a gym owner, a boxing gym owner. I am currently I'm the former Canadian champion and currently the North American champion. I have about 25 fights, 22 victories, 2 losses, and 1 draw. My gym's been going pretty well as well. It's called Donnybrook Boxing Gym. Juggling these two things in my life, it's going pretty well because they go hand in hand together. The gym I train at and I train my clients at, and it helps me, and I help myself get in shape for my fights as well. And hopefully after this COVID-19, we can get back to going back to my gym and going back to, you know, punching people.
What does being a fighter mean to you? Is it more than just about fighting?
Well, yeah, because I mean, well, obviously, you know, there's fame, there's money, there's all this kind of stuff like this, but I'm doing it for a bigger purpose, just for my family to provide for, you know, I don't have any children yet, but I would love to have enough money to provide for them for a future, for my girlfriend, for my mom, my dad, my family, you know. So I, as a fighter, I don't just do this for myself, you know, I do this for the people around me, and me getting, say, if I get success from this, the people around me can get success from it as well. So you know, it's like I'm not just doing this for myself, you know. And I like to reach out, and I go to schools and stuff like that and talk to youth about, you know, just growing up. I didn't grow up in crazy poverty, but I didn't grow up rich, you know. I didn't grow up with money, so you know, I can put my story out to those people and show them that there's other ways out, you know, like you don't always have to choose a direct path. Like, okay, you have to choose school to get through. Obviously school is important, but there's different ways of getting through life as well, you know? So, that's why I feel like me boxing, I'm not just a fighter. Like I'm more than just an athlete type of thing. So I get around, I speak, and it really helps.
Awesome, man. So being a fighter is more than just being physically tough, but mentally tough. I think there's a lot of mental challenges that you face as being a fighter. Can you tell us a little bit more about what is the fighter's mentality?
Yeah, so like 100%, like you can have all the physical gifts and stuff like that, but if you're not mentally strong going to fighting, you won't last, right? So the mentality you have to have as a fighter is just, you know, you can't quit. You can be going into rounds and fights or even in training. You know, training can be tough. Waking up in the morning, going to train every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day, doing your runs, eating properly, all these different type of things. You have to be mentally focused and mentally strong to not break as a fighter or in just regular life. So the way I'm bringing my fighter mentality into this, into the battle with COVID-19 is I find this is like, it's like a new opponent for me, right? Where I'm kind of in the ring with a new opponent, and whether it will be right now, we're kind of like I'm in round 5 right now. We're going for long haul. It's not going to be a first round knockout. It's not going to be a second. We're in a fight right now, and I just have to find ways to beat this, you know. But that's how my mentality is. Like, I'm not going to win this fight by a knockout. I'm going to win this fight by a long ruling decision, because it's going to be a fight, and it looks like it's going to last quite a bit of time. So I just have to stay focused and use that mindset that it's going to be a long fight. And I'm just getting my body and mind prepared for this. Just doing little different things around, like, you know, around my house and whatnot. So the tips that I would say to people is, obviously the first one is just, you know, practice social distancing, just like we're doing right now. You know, get in touch with people that you that you love, like that you know, you talk on the phone, doing FaceTiming stuff. You can go online, check out live stream classes that people are doing. It doesn't have to be physical classes like boxing or anything. It could be, they have different stuff like reading groups or whatever it is, or different classes you could take online. Like right now, I do for myself, because I know a lot of people from my gym want to continue boxing. So I do online boxing courses. So I do these live stream classes that, you know, that people do, you know, I do them like 4 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays. And I have a couple people that come on our live, and then, you know, it's free. I'm not doing this to get paid. I'm doing this to help people cope with what we're going through right now. So that's another tip. Just find something that you can do that will keep you, you know, good, a little active. You want to stay active. And I think that's going to help us get through this, you know, and just be informed and helping others.
Looking at those tips, like connectedness. So I guess that's kind of like your training staff, right?
Yeah. So it's like my team, right? So like, yeah. So like, you know, you got to stay connected with the people that are close to you. So I'm around my, like, you know, my, me and my girlfriend are pretty much around each other all the time now, you know, my coaches and whatnot, like in the gym, they're the ones who are in my corner, right? So my coach, my cut man, all these guys are in my corner. So, you know, boxing is a, you're by yourself, but you have a team behind you. When I'm saying, you know, using that tip, like going out, reaching out to others, just so it keeps you, you know, keeps you sharp, you know, like in the ring, I have to have my team because it keeps my mind okay at ease. They're like, okay, I know I have this person behind me. I know they can't take the punch from me, but they got my back, you know? So that's why I'm saying, like, it's good to kind of just reach out to others and just trying to stay connected.
Nice. Maybe let's talk a little bit about physical fitness, going the 12 rounds, and how to do that inside.
You know, going to a long round fight, you have to be in good shape. So maybe do some push-ups, you know, some squats, whatever it is you can do, find ways to kind of just get moving. Get moving around the house. You can't go to the gym, just get moving. There's so many things we can use around our house that can be used as weight or anything, or body weight exercise, or just, I don't know, if you have some laundry detergent, curl some laundry detergent, you know, like different stuff like that. In my boxing classes, I don't have weights at home. I tell everybody use some cans. Everybody has cans of soup, cans of beans, cans of tomatoes, whatever. I use tomato cans and I use them to box with. I put them in the hands and I box with them. So different stuff like that to kind of help you cope.
Nice. Maybe you could tell our viewers, like, how do you throw the perfect punch?
I mean, the throwing the perfect punch, it's so your power is really generated from your legs. Everybody thinks boxing, okay, oh, I'm using my arms, but it's really from your legs. So you have to have pretty strong legs too, right? So you want to have, it's good hip mobility, can't be too stiff, and, you know, just a good mind-body connection. So when you're doing a punch, it's not just, okay, you know, you really want to turn and that's how I think you throw the perfect punch. Getting your mind, body connected and being able to throw that perfect punch.
So the big takeaways are, you know, you got to, like a boxer has his team, you got to reach out to people and get that support.
100%. And
then, you got to stay fit for the long run. It's not about the first round knockout. It's about the full 12 rounds.
100%.
All right, man. Any shout outs you want to call out to people?
Shout out to you, Phil. Shout out to everybody doing things that are helping people. You know, the little things, you know, like you're reaching out to me. This is probably going to get to a couple others, you know, and then other people are going to decide to then it'll plant the seed in other people's minds to do things like this, right, to kind of help people. So and I'm just happy that we have people like you and all the other people who are doing things like this, like the online classes and, you know, just free stuff for people to kind of, like, obviously because income's not the best right now for a lot of people, and just getting them to do stuff, you know. So I'm happy about that. Thank you, Phil.
Awesome, man. Well, when this is all over, maybe I'll come, not maybe, I will come down to one of your classes.
My man.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. All right. No worries.
Thanks for tuning in to the Closer Social Distancing Podcast. We hope this has gotten you in the fighting mentality to persevere through all the rounds of coronavirus. We'll have links in the show notes and description to Shaquille's live training sessions. Hit subscribe and head over to closersocialdistancing.com for more resources and inspiration. As always, stay safe.